Okay, so let's just break this down, Bezrat Hashem. On the one hand, it's very clear from many Torah sources that we have an absolute mitzvah, an obligation to look after our health and do everything that we can to look after our health, to the point that it is absolutely considered a sin to be negligent with our health. You find many Torah sources. This, the Rambam speaks about it extensively. As you know, he's got numerous chapters dedicated to it, and in his other writings also, and many, many other Torah sources also discuss the whole obligation of looking after our health, which is a tremendous, tremendous obligation. And whilst on the one hand, we always remember Ein Od Milvadoi, that Hashem exclusively runs the show, and as we always learn by Hishtadlus, as the Mesilas Yesharim writes, Hishtadlus is just a tax payment. It does not affect the result. It will be the exact same scenario here. When you do your exercise, or when you try your healthy eating, you got to remember that it is not your healthy eating, it is not your exercise that is making you healthy one bit. It is completely divorced from the final result. The final result of your health comes exclusively from Hashem, completely independent of your Hishtadlus. Nothing to do with what you're working out, nothing to do with the way what you're eating. But at the same time, you have an outright obligation, as if it was in your hands, to do the Hishtadlus, just like you have in Parnasa and in other areas, in the same way with your health. So you have an obligation to do a reasonable Hishtadlus, what is reasonable to keep one healthy in terms of eating, in terms of exercise, etc., to fulfill the requirement of Hishtadlus. But again, so a few points that are worth highlighting and remembering when just delving into this whole subject. The Rambam, in one of his other Sfarim, people don't realize this. On the one hand, people always quote the Rambam about being so strict about one's diet and so much information about that. The Rambam also writes that if one is overly dedicated to trying to be healthy, that is the same type of avodah zarah as a person, you know, just ignoring Hashem and leaving them out of their lives. And it's no better than a person who's completely ignoring the health. The person who's completely ignoring the health and is not doing the mitzvah of Hishtadlus whatsoever is doing the wrong thing. But no better is a person who's just being overly cautious to do exercise every little spare minute of the day and eat every little tiny little piece of healthy food when really it's not available, and they're being stressed about it. When they're not able to get healthy food, they become stressed because, like, oh, what's going to happen, etc. The Rambam says if a person becomes, oh, you know, overly in that boat of trying to just be overly healthy, that's no better than somebody who's like doesn't do anything at all. So certainly what we should just be careful not to. Sometimes what can happen is, again, it can become like if a person has the wrong perspective, and we think that the health, that the efforts to our health is what is making us healthy, such as our exercise and our eating, then we can dedicate too much time in the wrong way to those things. One has to take a reasonable approach, you know, to eat healthy as best as one can. What does one do if today I don't have healthy food? I've done what I can, but it just within the budget that Hashem has given me, I cannot get that healthy food today, etc. So the wrong approach would be, oh, I should panic. What's going to be? How am I going to? No, that's the wrong approach. You did what you have to, and your Hishtadlus no longer requires you in this situation to do that, to get that healthy food if it's beyond your capabilities and capacity. And therefore, just be calm and say, just like Hashem makes you healthy with healthy food, Hashem will make you healthy with this food that you have in front of you now. Obviously, being reasonable and real in terms of what's your required Hishtadlus. And the same with exercise. That's one thing. But at the same time, so super important to remember the whole time that it is not my exercise even one bit that is helping me to make me healthy whatsoever. It is 100% Hashem exclusively. And that's always the tremendous danger of Hishtadlus, that one has to remember that it is not the Hishtadlus that helps me whatsoever. As the Mesilas Yesharim says, and we said again and again and again, it's so important to bring it home again and again and again. It is not the Hishtadlus that helps you. It is not your exercise that makes you healthy. It is not your healthy food that makes you healthy. Oh, but it seems so confusing because those people that do eat healthy and do exercise seem like the ones that are healthy. And many of the people that seem like they neglect their responsibilities to look after the health, those are the ones that are unhealthy. So yes, there is an aspect of that. Then if you're not fulfilling your obligation, your tax payment, Hashem says, well, then I'm not going to look after you. But again, that's because you haven't done your mitzvah. It's nothing to do with your efforts. Hashem exclusively makes people healthy. And where you see the big test in this is, like I say, when a person, let's say a person has broken the leg and they're used to exercising diligently and, you know, in a very dedicated way every day. And now for the next 3 months, they're not able to do one bit of exercise. So the guy who's got the wrong approach of Ishtadlus, he'll be like, oh my word, my health is going to go down the drain. There's nothing to talk. What's going to be? That is the wrong approach. That's the person who's very close to, unfortunately, Avodah Zarah, believing that their efforts is helping them be healthy. The same as people who would believe that idol worship would help them outside of Hashem. Whereas the person's got the right approach, they believe Hashem exclusively helps me. I have an obligation to do this tax payment, this mitzvah of Ishtadlus, to do exercise. Okay, right now, Hashem has not given me the ability to pay this tax payment, which means I'm not obligated to do it, which means if I don't do exercise now, it's the same as if I would be doing the most diligent exercise every day and Hashem can make me 100% healthy. So important to have this approach correct to make sure that we're not confusing Ishtadlus, the obligation to perform the mitzvah of Ishtadlus with our right perspective of Ein Od Milvado Hashem exclusively provides for us. Whilst at the same time to address the other side of the equation, where you say, if this is the case that we see so many Torah sources that one has to place a strong emphasis on being healthy, how come you find many great people that seemingly don't look after their health? So, you know, meaning that it doesn't look like they're eating healthily, it doesn't look like they're doing exercise, etc. So what is going on here? What is their approach? So there's two things to say. On the one hand, firstly, there are many people that are human beings and are not doing the right thing and are overwhelmed with life in other areas. And they're not just like sometimes a person neglects their responsibilities in other areas. They're neglecting their mitzvah Ishtadlus in this area of looking after their health, period. And that doesn't give us a license to do the same. One has to fulfill their mitzvah of their obligation to fulfill this requirement of Ishtadlus for their health. So period. The first point to mention is that there are people that are not doing it correctly. And even if they're great in many other ways in this area, they're not succeeding so well. But that doesn't make them a bad person by any means. They could be a great tzaddik in many other areas, but in this area, they're not succeeding so well. That's one perspective. Another perspective, and this is maybe we'll close with this, is that the question of Ishtadlus is always, it's a difficult area because there's no one size fits all of how much Ishtadlus do you have to do. There's no Shulchan Aruch that is going to tell you everybody has to do 15 minutes of treadmill every day and 20 push-ups and this is the food you have to eat exactly. There's no requirement of that. And it's really flat, just like, I mean, in all areas of Ishtadlus, we don't have that clarity. When it comes to Parnassa, how many hours of a day do you have to work? And this is, I mean, we speak about this a lot in our recordings. The bottom line is you need to do a few things to work out what is your Ishtadlus. A person's always got to try to be learning Torah and be in the boat of Torah to understand what's a Torah's perspective. And if you have a real question, to really try seek guidance from a real Torah authority to have real Das Torah. Whilst at the same time, after all is said and done, even with all of that, there is still a lot of very many gray areas. And the bottom line of what a person needs to do is talk to Hashem and try to clarify, Hashem, I really want to do the right form of Ishtadlus. I don't want to do over Ishtadlus, which is actually worse. It's much worse to be in the boat of over Ishtadlus than no Ishtadlus at all. Because God forbid, if a person's in the category of over Ishtadlus, that's very close to Avodah Zarah, believing, oh, it's me that makes me healthy. It's me that makes my money. Very, very, very dangerous place to be. Again, the whole point of our life is Emunah, is serving Hashem, is believing that He runs the show. And yes, I might be looking after my health and be a success story in that area, but they're literally, God forbid, if a person believes that they're the engine behind their health, they're literally missing the boat of life. So that is a very dangerous thing. So this, you know, so we dive into Hashem and ask Him, on the one hand, Hashem, please help me not to do over Ishtadlus. I don't want to be in that vote of Avodah Zarah. But at the same time, You've given me this mitzvah to do what I have to look after my health. So please, Hashem, help me to work out the right amount that is correct for me in my situation. What is not too much, but not too little. On the one hand, acknowledging it's 100% You that's giving me my health, every single aspect of it. On the other hand, You've given me a mitzvah. Please help me to work out exactly what I should be doing. And after you've done that, to really try to think about it, to try to think what is reasonable in my situation that Hashem expects of me. And once you've established that amount, for everyone it's going to be different. We have different makeups and many different elements that contribute to making this decision. Once you've made that decision, thereafter, you really try, or once you've dive into Hashem in that way, you really try to think, you know, what is the point of your life? It's not the point of your life just to become an athlete to compete in athletics type of thing. That's not the purpose of your life. The purpose of your life is to serve Hashem. And the main aspects that expresses in this so much that we already know, obviously it becomes personal in many and subjective in many ways how we can serve Hashem, but in many ways it's very objective. There is a big Torah that we have and there's a lot of it to learn, and there's a lot of time we need to dedicate to learning Torah, as well as a lot of time we need to dedicate to speaking to Hashem, to developing a personal relationship with Hashem, as well as a lot of time we need to performing the mitzvahs. There's already a lot there. So whatever, as the Midrash says, Adam le'amal yulad, man was made to toil. If a person chooses to toil in the world outside of mitzvahs and Torah and Hashem, Hashem will give him toil in other areas, be it in parnasa, be it in exercise, be it in health, etc. Whereas if a person says, you know what, Hashem, I'm going to devote my time to serving you, to learning Torah, to doing mitzvahs, etc., then Hashem will remove from him the need from having to be involved in other things, in other areas, but rather he'll be able to exert his toil that is necessary in this world. As the pasuk says, Adam la'amal yulad, man was made to toil. He'll be able to exert that in this world. He'll be able to exert that towards serving Hashem in those areas of Torah and Tefillah, etc. And I'll just share one more perspective, and that is that because it's so unclear exactly how much ishtadlus a person has to have, it does become very subjective. It does become very subjective, and this is a whole discussion in its own right. When it comes to ishtadlus for Parnasa, for example, there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Chovas HaLevavos, where it comes out at the highest levels of bitachon, where a person is at the highest levels. According to the Ramban, a person is absolved from the mitzvah of ishtadlus. They don't anymore need to make an effort. Again, that's a very high level, and a person can't use emunah and bitachon as an excuse not to take responsibility in life. Whilst at the same time, a person, if they're climbing the levels of bitachon, Rav Dessler brings that the more one climbs in bitachon, in a sense, the less ishtadlus one might have to do. So it certainly could be an idea for a person who's genuinely, and I highlight the word genuinely, not just trying to get out of exercise and, oh, I've got bitachon, I'm not exercising. That's just fake. And that's negating the responsibility, and that doesn't count. Hashem will hold them accountable for not doing the exercise. Where if a person is really genuinely doing their best to grow in bitachon and emunah, and they say, you know what, today, Hashem, I'm taking 5 minutes off my exercise schedule, just a little bit shorter, and I'm going to have those extra 5 minutes to speaking to you, which is something that I've been struggling to find the time with. That would certainly be an approach to, like I say, minimize the ishtadlus a little bit. That is actually an exercise of bitachon, and slowly and surely, but surely build up more devotion to Hashem in the areas of tefillah and Torah, etc. So we just got to remember, when we see other people, on the one hand, you might see great people that are negating their responsibility to exercise. And like I said from the start, that certainly could be a shortcoming in their commitment to the mitzvah of ishtadlus when it comes to exercise, etc. Whilst at the same time, people sometimes focus only on the very easy to understand things in this world. When you see a great person, just see the whole picture. This is a person who's being successful in their overall mission in the world. They're having the right perspective about that. Their ishtadlus does not affect the real result. It's not the exercise that makes me better. They're really learning a lot of Torah. They're doing mitzvahs amazingly. They're being kind to other people. Okay, so they're not doing so great in the area of ishtadlus, in terms of the area of commitment to exercise. I'm not saying that they're doing well in this area, but it's just sometimes people turn the whole thing on their head and say, look what a terrible person this is. He doesn't look after his health. That's a terrible approach. You're not looking at the whole picture. Then you see someone else, okay, but they're looking after their health. Very nice, but maybe they're dishonest in their business. Maybe they actually don't even think about Hashem when they're doing exercise, and they believe that they're their own master to their own destiny, which is much more of a tragedy than the person who negates his health. You know? So these are just some perspectives. But that's something we should all be privileged to follow the right path and to speak to Hashem, clarify for ourselves what exactly is the right form of ishtadlus that we should be performing for ourselves, whilst at the same time, even more importantly than that, to gain clarity for ourselves, what does it mean to live by the values of emunah? God forbid never to fall into the trap of kochi ve'otzem yadi, it's me. Like the Torah says, that a person can fall into the trap of the most terrible curse, that they believe that it's their own power and prowess that is what brings them success in their life, be it money, be it health, and whatever other areas. It is not our own abilities. It is not our own capabilities that brings us our success. It is exclusively Hashem himself. Yes, we got to do the mitzvah, the basic normal approach, unless a person's on the very, very, very high levels of bitachon, which is not for most people at this stage now. But for most people, yes, you got to do the mitzvah of hishtadlus, and a person's going to clarify, do their best to clarify for themselves exactly what that is. Ask Hashem for clarity, exactly how much hishtadlus I'm supposed to do in my situation. A, whilst at the same time B, so important never to forget that it is not my hishtadlus whatsoever that provides for me. It's not my hishtadlus whatsoever that brings me my health, which means if I cannot do the hishtadlus, if I'm not well, if I don't have money to get the healthy food, etc., if I'm trying my best, etc., I should not feel anxious one bit that, oh, now I'm going to be less healthy, because it's not to do with that whatsoever. So B'zrat Hashem, we should all reach those real levels of true emunah.